7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh boy, 741 is of course 147 backwards, but neither of those numbers are the correct time. I probably don't have to tell you, but the correct time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm the guy who's pouring tea. Ooh, daddy. I'm also the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm calling this meeting to order. And I'm doing so by drinking this tea. One more. Oh, it's fantastic. It's delightful. It's delicious. What are we drinking today? Gingin May. Yep, it's true. I'm still on the Gingin May. I had the opportunity to change it up last night, and I opened up the tea drawer, and I was going to get out the Dahong Pao, but there was still some Gingin May sitting there, and I thought, you know... I do kind of have a lot of this. Maybe I'll just keep it going. So I did. So I started drinking Gingin May last night, and I'm still drinking it this morning. Or afternoon. I mean, it's all relative, and it doesn't matter since this is going out internationally, and time zones just don't mean anything anymore. Not that I have any idea what time it is locally right now anyway, or what day it... No, I do know what day it is. It is Friday, is it not? Yes, I'm 90% sure. I'm 90% sure with about a 60% margin of error. So I'm standing here, trying to look out the window. What is going on out there? What is happening? What is the weather like? I don't understand. They told me that it was going to be a nice day today. It is not a nice day today. It is still overcast. It is still raining. It is still nice and cool. Pretty happy about that aspect of the whole deal. But with the pressure change, the air pressure change, I've got sinus issues. Like crazy. My head is throbbing with that internal beat. What is that? Oh, it's heart pumping blood through my body. Why is my head? Why is my sinus cavity acting like some kind of resonant chamber? Imagine your head is a subwoofer. That's what I got going on. I can hear this weird reverb that's only in my head. And if I tap on the front of my head like this, I don't understand, but I don't need to. So today's show is going to be chock full of all kind of bonus side effects related to my sinuses, such as sniffling, coughing, throat clearing, sneezing, head slapping, and probably others that I just cannot think of at this time. I could barely think at all. Oh, and yet as I stand here, I am no longer hearing crazy rain sounds, so I'm making an executive decision. I can't see out. Yeah. We're going outside. We're going to go outside and see what's going on. And for no other reason than maybe to check for rabbits. Because I've got some baby bunnies running around in my backyard. I mean, they have been for the last couple days. I don't know if they are right now. Let's go upstairs first. We'll look out the back window to see if any of the baby buns are running around. Yeah, it does not look like it's raining right now. What was that? Oh, it's just a bird. It does not look like it's actually raining right now, which means, why aren't my buns out doing stuff? Where's my baby buns doing baby bun runaround business? They're probably hiding under the bushes. Okay, so maybe we should go outside to do a bun check. Let's look for rabbits. See if we've got any rabbits running around in the neighborhood. So we come back downstairs. We put on the shoes. Wait, which shoes do I want? I better put on the crappy shoes in case we have to run around in any mud. And we can go out into the garage. So I've got the crappy shoes on. The cat was wondering what I was doing. Let's open the garage door. Let's also reach into my car. Ooh, grab the garage door opener so we can get back into the car. I mean, into the house, because I don't have my keys. Because I didn't put my keys in my pocket because I don't need my keys. I don't carry my keys around anyway. And I'm just wearing sweatpants. Maybe I should have changed my clothes. No, we're not going to run into anybody. It's still raining. So let's close the garage door behind us. Well, I thought it wasn't raining, but I guess it is raining a little bit. A tiny, tiny bit. Oh, and there's my cat in the window wondering what's going on out here now. Let's check the mailbox. Ooh, I got two mails. And none of this is important. We can leave it. All right, so I'm looking around. What is that across the street that looks like a tanuki? No, I think it's just a branch with brown leaves on it. Okay, so we're looking around. Maybe we need to go up to the churchyard and see if there's any buns up there. No, maybe we need to go into the backyard and check for any buns. Well, we're not going to see them, though, because they're going to be under the bushes and stuff. Oh, maybe we should check anyway. Okay, so into the backyard we go once again. Dun, 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 open up the gate. I don't see any dudes hanging out. I can hear the occasional bird chirping and derping. I'm looking under my yew trees to see if there's any buns under here. Where's my bunny buns? I don't see any bunny buns. But then there's a spot over here. This is where they like to hang out the most. But this is also where we'll never see them because they're hiding just oh so well. And they're nice and camouflaged under here. And this is where they can get through the fence and go into other people's yards. See, there could be buns hanging out right here and we'd never be able to see them. Although I am looking. I'm looking. I think we could continue looking for a while and not find any. Perhaps they are hiding under my deck. Can't really look under there from here, and if we go over to the side here, then we can't really see under there because, well, that's just the way the lay of the land is. Okay, so We've got no buns in my yard. So let's close the gate. Let's go see what else is going on. Trying to protect things from getting wet, but no. We're just going to have to deal with wet microphones and stuff today, I think. That's just the way it's going to be. Alright, so I'm going to start walking up the street. Walking up the street, we're going to go up to the church. See if there's any buns running around in the big churchyard. Because they've got some property and some bushes, and there's always buns hanging around. So I'm walking by Shannon's house. Oh, I don't see any buns at Shannon's house. And now I'm at, well, I was going to say Dewey's house, but it's not Dewey's house anymore since he moved. I don't know the name of the people who live there now. But there's no buns in their yard either. Looking around, looking under trees, looking under pine trees. Gotta find a bun. Gotta find me a bun. I'm glad to be outside breathing fresh air, walking around. Oh, hey, this guy got a new BMW. Nice. Oh, what's that back there? What is that? I see something, but it's in somebody's backyard. It kind of looks like a rabbit sitting in the grass with his ears down. Because he's trying to stay dry. I cannot approach because I will be walking on somebody's property. Is that a... That looks like a bun. We're going to chalk that up as one potential bun. And we'll confirm on the way back. If it is gone, then we know that yes, it was a bun. Or if it has moved. If it has stayed in the same spot, well... Then we still don't know if it's a rock, a stick, or a bun. So hopefully it'll move. Looking around in other people's yards. Looking for buns. And I should probably take this time to make a few statements. If this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, yes, this is something of a regular feature. Looking for rabbits in my neighborhood. Now, normally we do this in the middle of the night. Come out around, you know, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. local time. We start looking for rabbits at night, and we call that nocturnal bun patrol. Because that's when we find them doing crazy stuff. Doing wacky bun business. Oh, and there we go. Okay, I've just gotten to the property line of the church property. And there's a bun right up the hill. Hey, what's that back there? Yes, another one. We got a bun on the fence line. There's a bun back on the fence line between this house. Oh, and he's going hoppity hoppity. He's running towards me. Oh, and he ducked into the bushes. So we've got that bun. Then we've got this bun right here on top of the hill. And he's just sitting there, kind of head down, ears back. And as I look at his profile, he's only 10 meters away. He looks just like that other bun we saw. I'm pretty sure that other thing we saw, that we unconfirmed spotting of a bun, I'm sure that was actual bun. So we've probably got three. I'm continuing to walk up the street, checking this bush line on the church property. And I'm also looking for mushrooms. Oh, here's a bottle. Here's a little bottle in the street. And is this another one down here? Don't pick up the bottles, Tobe. You don't need the bottles. You already have plenty of bottles. And I'm walking by. Oh, these are not... Oh, one of them is. The church recently put up a little library. They also put up a little pantry. So there's two little... things here. They look sort of like old-fashioned post boxes. One of them's full of books. The other one's full of canned... food. I'm walking across the church driveway. We're going to check out. I'm looking through the parking lot. Don't see any buns in the parking lot, but the buns usually aren't in the parking lot, being as they do not have to park. So I'm going to come to the top of the hill. walking by the big old churchyard here. Big church. Holy Cross Lutheran Church. It's a big one. And we're checking out the yard. And I want to check out the side yard here too, for any more buns. Now, normally when we're playing Nocturnal Bun Patrol, the rule is that we cannot go home until we have seen three rabbits. Now, we are not technically playing Nocturnal Bun Patrol because it's not nighttime. It is local daytime, and I'm turning around because there's no more buns up here. And now that I've turned around, it occurs to me that I'm heading into the wind, so let me apologize for any wind noise. But as I was saying, being as today is daytime and not nighttime, and there's no such thing as diurnal bun patrol. That's just stupid. Who would do diurnal bun patrol? Makes no sense at all. So I'm walking back downhill, past the little library, past the little pantry, and we're going to be approaching that bun zone again. So that one bun was on this little hill here, just around this corner. There he is. He's still there. He's still hanging out. He's just watching the traffic go by. Like that Beamer. There's a little intersection here where Sprague Street meets my street. He's watching the intersection. And looking down that fence line, that other bun that ran into the bushes is still in the bushes, apparently. But we do have an official count of two buns. That is the official count. I'm looking up Sprague Street into people's lawns and stuff, looking for more buns. Not seeing anything. Walking back down the hill, walking by my neighbor's house, looking for buns. It's just so fun. It's what we do on Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, boy, I bet any new listeners to today's show really got to be wondering what the hell is going on. So the show is about a guy who walks around and he looks for rabbits? What the hell kind of radio show is that? It's the good kind. It's the good kind of radio show. Okay, now where did we see that bun that was hidden, the unconfirmed bun? Yeah, he was right. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, that's a bun. That's a bun sitting there with his ears down, enjoying the rain. Maybe he's nibbling on some grass. Okay, so that's three. That is three confirmed bun sightings. Walking back down my street, looking in people's backyards for rabbits. I don't see any. Looking for more buns. But yeah, it's great. We have seen three rabbits today on this nice drizzly day. My glasses are coated with little drops of water, only moderately impeding my vision. So, you know, we're good. I can see. Everything's cool. I can smell the cologne of the guy who just drove by in his truck. And we are back in front of my house looking for buns. I don't see any buns in my yard. Maybe it's because my grass is all brown. Maybe this rain will help green up my grass. I can still smell that guy's perfume, and he drove by like 30 seconds ago. All right, we'll open up the garage door here. Whew, everything's kind of damp. I'm kind of damp. I need to dry off. Oh, not really. I can stay damp as I enter my house. Move that over there. Okay, we have returned. I think I need to sit down. I think I need to sit down because I'm overwhelmed with the excitement of seeing three rabbits out in my neighborhood. Why am I so excited? Well, because this is the first time in a few months that I've been able to go outside looking for something and actually find it. But I wasn't looking for banana. I was looking for the banana. Not the banana, the bun. So I'm happy. You know, the last couple of times we've gone outside, we've been going outside to look for marmots. We've been going outside to look for mushrooms. Haven't been able to find either of those things. So I'm glad today that I managed to decide to look for rabbits, and we actually succeeded. Three of them. Wow. What a winning day. I'm back in form. I feel like, yes, I'm back on top of my game. I can go out and find the animals I'm looking for. People are always asking me, Tobe, how do you find all these marmots all the time? How do you know where to go look for all the marmots? And the only thing I can say to that is,
ancient Chinese secrets.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Justin Johnson with some new music. See if you can identify this song.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was that cool? In case you're wondering, or if you're indifferent or just don't know, yes, that was cool. And I should not have to tell you that that was Pink Floyd's song Another Brick in the Wall, played by Justin Johnson on another one of his new guitars. This guy gets new guitars faster than I do, which isn't saying much. But if you've been listening to the show recently, it seems like I get a guitar every week. Well, that's not true, but it seems that way. Justin Johnson, on the other hand, I think he does get new guitars. Once a week. Maybe once every 2 weeks. But still, the frequency of his guitar reception is incredible. The guitar he was playing today is a 6-string acoustic electric Maton brand. The model, I think, was an EBW-70. But you can learn all about that on Justin Johnson's YouTube channel. I think he did an unboxing video about it. I didn't watch it. I feel terrible. Well, I feel like I'm some kind of bad fan. I guess I'll have to go back and watch it at some point. But that'll just make me suffer from guitar jealousy. This guy has guitars. Watch any video of Justin Johnson's on YouTube, and if he's in his guitar room, you will just see the hundreds of guitars that are hanging on the walls and leaning up against the walls and hanging from the ceiling and propped up on stands on the floor and blah, 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 blah. And I don't need to suffer from any more guitar envy. There's already plenty of awesome guitars out there that I want / need. Feel like I have to have, my life will not be complete. And yet I'm relegated to sitting here on the floor suffering. suffering from guitar rage.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
A level of rage that is only ameliorated by Girlfriend Vietnam. Thank you, Girlfriend Vietnam. And that reminds me of something else I gotta tell you. Last night I was watching videos and I saw one and I saw GFV. I saw the letters GFV and I thought, Girlfriend Vietnam made a music video. No, my brain transposed the letters. It was some kind of selective Girlfriend Vietnam dyslexia. It wasn't GFV, it was GVF. And it was some kind of video for Greta Van Fleet, which I ended up watching just because I wanted to see what kind of guitar that guy was playing and what kind of amps he was using. It's one of my favorite things. Rig rundown, because that's what we need to know what equipment other people are using. I wonder what kind of equipment Harry Larry is using. Coming up next, right after the Dubious Goals Committee, is something blue. What is today, Friday? Yes, so stay tuned for Harry Larry. My name's Tobe, Dubious Goals Committee. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.